Audio Bibles offer hope and help as war rages in Sudan and inmates become church planters in third world countries. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, inviting you to stick around and listen closely as we examine each headline, because God may be calling you to action. In our first story, civilians continue to bear the brunt of Sudan's civil war. A recent attack on a hospital claimed over 40 lives, including health workers and children. Daryl Templeton with Mega Voice says vulnerable groups are coming under fire.
It's soft targets. These are not military bases. Less than 10% of the hospitals and clinics in the country are even operational. And so the humanitarian crisis just continues to rise.
Despite the scale of the crisis, few outside Sudan are aware.
The situation has gone from bad to worse. It's the largest displacement of people anywhere in the world.
Yet the Lord hears their cries. In the midst of chaos, believers are holding fast.
If I could get out of there, I would. And yet, we hear stories of pastors and lay leaders that choose to stay and shepherd the few believers that they have and be that beacon of hope in their communities.
Through partners like Samaritan's Purse, Mega Voice Audio Bibles bring both hope and help.
They can add local content, be it, you know, medical information for the family on how to do wound care, or Bible stories in the local language.
Pray for strength and resources for medical workers and ask God to meet urgent needs. Meanwhile, Iran and Israel's open conflict simmered down after the Tuesday ceasefire, but the narratives haven't. Dozens of voices offer their own interpretations, praise, and condemnation. But if you're a Christian, search for the kingdom's straight edge until you find it. Joe Willie with Sat7.
No matter what country, but especially in the Middle East, which seems so different from the West, there are men and women, boys and girls, who are made in the image of God. And I think as long as we look through that lens, we will see people who should hear the gospel. We will see people with compassion and mercy, because after all, God has given me great mercy.
Remember, too, that many Iranians are believers in Christ, like one little girl named Serena. She sent this message to Sat7's Persian Channel team.
I want to ask you to pray for me. Last night, 5 or 6 missiles flew right over our heads. Since then, I haven't been able to sleep at all. I was so scared. We keep reading this verse. I will not die but live, and will proclaim what the Lord has done. Psalm 118, 17.
Please beg God that the gospel will reach hearts and change not only countries, but also our world. And then imagine life in a third world prison. What would it mean to have an active, growing church within those walls? It would mean a chance for hope in hopeless circumstances. And the good news? Don Solermeyer with Prisoners for Christ says almost every prison they've served in over the years has some form of church.
May not be in a building. It may just be a handful of inmates that gather periodically. On the other side of that, it may be a full-blown, active church with a building, with structure.
But these churches need support. Prisoners for Christ's International Bible Institute disciples inmates in their faith in Christ. Another strategy is to connect believers outside the prison with those inside.
When we go to various countries, is we go into their prisons and we model how to do services and things of that nature. But then we're gone. Who's there to carry over? So one of the things we do is we try to find local churches in that to take on that responsibility.
Solermeyer encourages pastors around the world to view prison churches as part of their own congregation. You can find your place in the story when you learn more in the full report at our website about Prisoners for Christ's vision to raise up inmate chaplains. Please pray as they develop their ministry model to plant more churches and strengthen the ones that already exist. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.